Good morning. I want to point out that there's a discussion amongst the poskim in this halacha that we said that the hamotzi covers all of the foods in the meal. The language of the chayadim indicates the way he understands it is that the bread becomes the ikur, and all other foods become secondary to the bread, and therefore they're included in the bracha on the pas. So you're making a bracha on the pas. That's a general understanding of what happens when you have an ikur and a tuffel, that the bracha on the ikur includes the tuffel. So that's because the tuffel is, as it were, part of the ikur. So the bracha on the ikur includes the tuffel. So Mishnah Berurah brings a suffix. If a person eats less than a kazayis of bread, we should argue that in that case, where a person is eating less than a kazayis of bread, so he's not really eating such a significant amount of bread, that maybe over there the other foods are not tofel to the hamotzi, to the bread, and the bracha b'hamotzi will not cover the other foods, and they will need their own bracha rishona. So Mishnah Berurah brings it as a suffix, and Rav Moshe and Atshuva and Aruch Chaim Chelek Daled paskins halacha l'maisa that a person needs to make a bracha rishona on all of the other foods. If a person eats pas less than a kazayas. Sometimes this comes up, like, you know, some schools expect the kids to wash for lunch, and they'll all bench together afterwards. And some of the kids, you know, will wash and eat just a little piece of bread because they washed. So the bracha of hamotzi is true. You have to make hamotzi even less than a kazayas. But all of the other foods that they eat during the meal would require their own bracha rishona, according to the way of Moshe's paskening, and then they can't bench either because they did not eat a kazayas of bread. So a person has to eat a kazayas, and that's one of the reasons why some people, the Daglam Rebbe mentions the idea of eating a kazayas at the beginning of the meal immediately before you do anything else to make sure that you're minkaveh your suda on pas, and then everything else will clearly be distinct and tofel, clearly tofel to the pas that you're eating. The Aruch HaShulchan brings an argument that's not how to understand it. He understands it that it's not that everything is tuffled to the bread, but rather everything is tuffled to the bracha of hamotzi. Since, in general, people eat other foods as being part of a meal, so when you say hamotzi, you're including what people mean to include in a meal, because hamotzi means the meal. Normally, hamotzi lechem in Arche just mean bread. But since even when a person eats other foods during a meal, he sees them as being secondary to the bread. So making a bracha on the bread is equivalent to saying a bracha on everything else in the meal. So it's not that the food in this specific case is secondary to the bread, but food in general in meals is secondary to the bread. And therefore, when you break a bracha b'hamotzi, you mean to include all of the things that you're eating during the meal. So he says, arguably, even if a person eats a small amount, the bracha b'hamotzi would be sufficient. Now, he does seem to agree that possibly less than a kazayas would be problematic. So it's important to make sure that a person does not get themselves into that situation and where they would need a bracha rishona, at least a suffix situation, according to Mishnah Berurah. And according to Moshe, it's a Vada situation where they need a bracha rishon and all of the other foods. Okay. He continues and says that maybe even a kazayas, since we know that we've mentioned before that less than a kebeya of bread or less is a sudas aroi. Maybe then the idea that everything else is tofel to the pas, is even, if it's more than a kazayas, but it's less than a kebeya, it's a kebeya or less, it's like a sudas haroi. So if it's a sudas haroi, everything else is not tofel to the pas. So that, the Mishnah Berurah points out, that subject doesn't apply on Shabbos and Yom Tov. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, where you're using your kazayas to fulfill the mitzvah of the suda, so definitely everything else would be tofel to the pas. Now, I do want to point out that a Shabbos Suda, a person chachilo, should eat a kebeya v'oid because of this issue. So the Taz says a person should eat a kebeya v'oid during the meal on Shabbos to make sure that it's not considered a sudas aroy, it's considered a sudas keva. Okay, so the Chayyadim continues and he says, one point here in the Chayyadim, he says, I feel im shocholoi mibati macherim, the worm shemalafsin behem pas, lohoyer aleim daito klau. I'm eating my meal, and I get my neighbor sends over something. They just made a nice dish. They wanted I should enjoy it. And I'm in the middle of my meal. I want to add that to the meal. I did not have intent that they should get. I didn't know they were planning to send me something. The person, even though normally we would say that really that's, you make a bracha and you had no intention that this other item is coming, that it's not included in the bracha, but for these purposes we will include it and consider it as if it's included. And that's the minhag, he says, because when you start a meal, you plan to have whatever, so this interesting concept that the Chayyadim introduces, he says that is the minhag, and that is the minhag lamaisa. By a suda's pass, by a suda without pass, we don't say that. A person will need to make a du bracha rishona on that new food. So, Sebastian, we will continue the Simon Aleph tomorrow, but meanwhile, have a good day.